Good Sabbath to each one on this beautiful Sabbath day. It is a little bit chilly, but it's sunny. And certainly the sun or the light of Yahweh's word is shining upon us. So we have a lot to be thankful for. For an opening passage of Scripture, let's turn over to Jeremiah chapter 10. And I'll read the first five verses here. That's Jeremiah 10, verses 1 to 5. And of course, this is something that is very familiar to us, which we hear this read at this, especially at this in this month, at this time of the year. As it says here, again, Jeremiah 10, verse 1. Hear the word which Yahweh speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says Yahweh, do not learn the way of the nations. And of course, nations here is goyim. And do not be terrified by the signs of the heavens. And of course, there are signs in the heavens. When you look in Genesis chapter 1, you learn that the sun, the moon, and the stars were put there as signs, both for us so that we would know when to keep the new month by the new moon, and also to show various other things as well. Of course, the sun with the day today, we have a new day with the rising of the sun, of course, the setting of the sun biblically. And again, it says, do not be terrified by the signs of the heavens, although the nations are terrified by them. And that's one thing historically that was true in ancient times and is actually still true today. If we look at it in terms of the winter solstice, the winter solstice, of course, is usually December the 21st or 22nd. And it is the time when the sun, of course, reaches the lowest point on the horizon and you have your shortest days. And, of course, we know that the implications of that was that in ancient times, those who worshipped the sun, and, of course, Zeus was the sun idol, as was Jupiter and the various other titles, Dionysus, which he was known by. And when the sun would get to the point where it was going to go away, and it appeared as though it wasn't coming back, then they would of course, fear the signs of the heavens. But then by December the 25th, ironically, the sun would be on its way back, the days would get longer, and they would begin a celebration. In ancient times, those celebrations, there were two main ones in Rome, the Saturnalia, the Paganalia, and we won't get into those. But in any event, verse 3, for the customs of the peoples are delusion, because it is cut from the forest, the work of the hands of a craftsman, with a cutting tool. And of course, this is speaking of a tree. They decorate it with silver and with gold, and of course this points toward the Xmas tree. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, so that it will not totter like a scarecrow in a cucumber field, are they? And they cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot walk. Do not fear them, for they can do no harm, nor can they do any good. And so we see how that in modern times, there is a carryover from the ancient times when the people actually did bow down and worship the sun, and they are doing this today in the form of the Xmas season that is a celebration. The title of the short sermon today is Determining When Yahshua Was Born, because this certainly enters into the whole understanding of what this month, what this season is all about. Was Yahshua born on December 25th? Well, again, as we enter the month of December, and here it is already, this is December the 9th, I believe, that we find that the people of Christianity in particular set their attention on the observance of Christmas and New Year. And ironically, this is something that is not just celebrated by people who are, quote, religious, but it is looked forward to and celebrated by people who are also non-religious. Ironically, here in the United States, if you go to those locations or businesses that are being run, for instance, by people from the Far East, whether from India or one of those countries from that area, you find that they also decorate their places to keep right up with the season and everything, because this is something that is celebrated throughout the United States.